Job losses moderated last month, but unemployment unexpectedly grew and topped 10%. Hello, this is Bruce Steinberg of www.brucesteinberg.net, reporting on October 2009 U.S. employment trends that continue to be very mixed, but nothing moves up in a straight line, and this month's employment report proves that axiom. The current population survey, or CPS, but commonly known as the household survey, showed an unusually large increase of 0.4% in the unemployment rate to 10.2%. The increase was expected, but not by that much. That unemployment rate was the result of nearly 560,000 more unemployed persons, a civilian labor force that remained relatively stable, but the number of them employed fell by almost 590,000. And the number of people no longer in the workforce grew by about 260,000 to 82.6 million. The Survey of Businesses, officially the Current Employment Statistics Program, or CES, but more commonly referred to as the Jobs Survey or Report, reported an overall loss of 190,000 jobs last month. The good news is this is the second best performance, only exceeded by August's loss of 154,000, since September 2008. Job losses in the goods-producing sector continued with a decline of 129,000 jobs. Jobs lost in manufacturing, which numbered 61,000, were across most major subsectors, although losses in many were only a couple of thousand. Despite the housing real estate market appearing to be firming up, the construction sector hasn't started to turn around yet. It knocked down another 62,000 jobs last month. And the jobs trend in mining and logging was down deeper, with a total loss of 6,000 jobs. The service-providing sector lost 61,000 jobs in October, even when you take into account changes in government employment. The retail trade sector continued to mark down their inventory of jobs to the tune, not a very nice tune, of 39,800 across many major subsectors. Counter that trend were health and personal care stores that added around 2,000 jobs and clothing accessory stores that accessorized their workforce with close to 3,000 new jobs. Professional and business services, which is a large sector employing 16.6 million, seemed to go on a little hiring spree in October. Some sectors did quite well, such as management and technical consulting services that added more than 7,000 jobs, computer systems design and related services calculated in 4,500 new jobs, and accounting and bookkeeping services posted almost 4,000 more jobs to its ledger. Education and health services continued its upward employment trend. Educational services enrolled 10,700 new jobs, while health care and social assistance got stronger with 34,400 new jobs in most major subsectors. There were still no parties taking place in the leisure and hospitality sector that lost 37,000 jobs spread throughout all subsectors. Government jobs were even Steven last month, courtesy of the federal government's addition of 16,000 jobs, offset solely by local government eliminating the same number of jobs. State government was zero. This is not a political commentary, just the result of the additions of state education employment offsetting the elimination of other state government jobs. Finally, some good news to report about temporary help services. In October, temporary help services were up 33,700 jobs to 1,789,300, but the good news doesn't stop there. Due to prior month's revisions, temporary help services grew in September as well as August, so the upward trend has been consistent for a couple of months. Has the bottom been reached? Only time will tell, but this is indeed an encouraging trend. And temporary help services continued to gain market share, which is the percentage of all jobs, and was 1.37% in October, which is a level that it hasn't experienced in more than 6 months. And now to wrap up. As GDP decisively entered positive territory in the third quarter, it was up 3.6%, the employment economy continues to lose jobs. But it's an accepted economic principle that employment lags GDP. That's why you often hear of employment being a lagging indicator and why unemployment was and still is rising when GDP was up in the third quarter. Economic activity picks up, companies providing more services and factories producing more products before employers start to add workers. It will be some time before the economy consistently starts to produce great numbers of new jobs. That's not to say that companies aren't adding jobs today. There will continue to be growing pockets being both geographic as well as sector, of job growth, and those pockets will be getting bigger as the recession gets further behind the economy. This has been Bruce Steinberg, and this is just a brief sample of the employment data we have available. An interactive video version of this report, complete with charts and graphs, can be found at www.brucesteinberg.net.